Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff, and we are in the kitchen this week at the cooking studio at Whole Foods Market. This is the first of a very special feature that we're producing called Cooking with Kids. And again, our goal is to address the issues of child obesity by encouraging families to cook together, selecting healthy foods. And to do that, we've launched the first of the feature, and that is Breakfast on the Go. Before we get into the preparation of breakfast with Executive Chef Josh Eanes, we're going to talk some more with Jennifer from Whole Foods Market about their work that goes beyond the walls of the Whole Foods Market and out into the community. We said earlier in the show that it takes a village to raise a child. So healthy eating needs to happen not only at home, but of course in our schools, which is the site of learning. Let's talk about your salad bar program. That's fabulous.
It's really exciting. It actually started last year with Chef Ann Cooper, known as the Renegade Lunch Lady.
I see.
And we helped her to build thelunchbox.org, which is a resource site for schools to utilize to help them incorporate healthy recipes into their school, and also several tools to help them acquire healthy foods and to really make it something that works for the school systems as they're set up. So that was last year. And then this year, our goal is to bring in enough money to have at least 300 salad bars with their complete sets by the end of this fundraiser. And so we'll be wrapping up our fundraiser pretty soon. But starting September 1st and going through November 1st, schools then have the opportunity to apply for a grant to actually receive one of these salad bars. So together with the lunchbox.org and the salad bar, we're hoping to help set up a lot of schools to be able to provide more healthy lunches for their kids.
So literally what this means is that your school could have a salad bar as one of the options for lunch.
Exactly.
And what would a school need to do to participate in this program?
You know, it's actually really simple. All they need to do is go to thelunchbox.org.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to forget that word, the.
And you know, we're going to put this up on the site as well.
Great.
Thelunchbox.org. And then?
And then anybody can look at the grant application, but from there, a superintendent would actually complete the grant application and then submit it electronically. So it's really a pretty easy process.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So the school applies for it, and then with the grant, do they get the produce from Whole Foods? How does that, what are the logistics?
We hope so moving forward.
Oh, okay.
The schools that will actually receive the grants, they will be notified, it looks like sometime in January.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to actually deliver the salad bars in the second semester of this school year,
Okay.
So the 2010-2011 school year.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll be moving forward fast.
You know, and it takes parents who are concerned and caring to go knocking on those school doors. See, this is how we affect change. Go knock on those school doors and say, how about our school applying for the lunch box program and getting a salad bar in there if you don't already have one.
Exactly. And we encourage folks, schools and individuals, to check out thelunchbox.org anyway, just because of the resources that are available. So even if your school has a salad bar, there are ways that you can help utilize that even more.
So I heard a parent once say, well, I know that this isn't quality food, but it's better they have something rather than nothing. And I would like to offer the thinking that if we provide them a healthy something, they'll be hungry enough to eat it. And it should, of course, be appetizing and delicious. But we're sending several messages if we don't offer healthy food at school.
Exactly.
To our children. Okay, so speaking of healthy food, Chef Josh, the first item on our menu, again, this would be something that you would be doing maybe over the weekend, this granola dish. And mm-hmm. We also said that it's not just for breakfast. This is a great snack for after school as well. So, Chef, how to make this delicious granola?
Okay, the granola is really great. Like, as you said, it's very versatile. Kids come home from school, they're going to want a snack and they're going to want to grab for some potato chips or something. And this, I think, will satisfy the craving, especially if you put a few salty things in there.
Mm-hmm.
The granola is actually very simple. I know it seems like an intimidating thing, but the process is very simple. You have a few dry ingredients, your rolled oats. We also use a little bit of a grape nuts type mm-hmm. of cereal with some wheat germ. And then we like to add in sunflower seeds and sesame seeds, I believe is what we use in this recipe. Mm-hmm. But you can also, I like it when you use pumpkin seeds because it gives a nice green pop of color. If you're making it in the fall time, you can use dried cranberries. Mm. I love dried cherries, stuff like that. Mm. But it's nice to have a few salty things, whether it's sunflower seeds, to kind of balance that out. And then basically you just heat up a little bit of oil and butter with your different, there's a few different sugars. There's the molasses, brown sugar, and some honey. Mm-hmm. And basically you just heat that up, get a big bowl. This is where your kids can help you. You just pour it over and let them help you mix it up. And then put it on a sheet tray, bake it in the oven, 20 minutes, stir it 20 more minutes at a low temp, 200 degrees, and it's ready.
And when you go to the website, Josh's four-year-old son, Elliot, helped do this. And when the children are involved in the preparation of their food, they become more invested in it and more likely to eat it. And also, like you mentioned, they can help select some of the products that would go in there if they would like cashews and they're not allergic to
definitely.
Nuts.
That definitely.
Would be yummy. Okay, so now we have our granola and great breakfast dish with some yogurt and sliced fruit. Again, a great snack. So what else could we make? And that's a fun thing for all the kids to do. I mean, there was Elliot's little four-year-old hands taking prep bowls of different ingredients and mm-hmm. putting them in, and he felt very important mixing the granola up. So lots of opportunities for little hands to do things that are safe. The next thing that we made were pancakes, and we had great helpers there. Hannah and Elizabeth were our helpers for the pancakes, and that was with Executive Chef Martin Woods from Yaya's. And Josh, can you help walk us through how we put those pancakes together?
Sure. Yeah, pancakes and kids, I think, go hand in hand, and they're really fun.
And adults, too.
And you can have more fun making the pancakes by using different shapes. I know Elliot always wants dinosaur pancakes.
I see.
And so we have to try to make it look like a brontosaurus or whatever. And he
but
gets,
there's some molds out there too,
out
aren't there? If
we don't have any dinosaur molds, I wish
okay.
we did.
Okay.
But we just kind of freehand it.
Mm-hmm.
But little things like that make food fun. Mm-hmm. And then your kid may or may not realize that they're eating something healthy because it's fun. And I think it's another way to get them involved in the process. But the pancakes, we actually made a buckwheat pancake, which mm-hmm. is a healthier flour, obviously. And flour in general, I wouldn't recommend ever using a bleached flour.
Right.
You know, definitely a whole wheat flour if you can. Makes a huge difference. But we used the buckwheat and mashed up a little ripe banana.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just fold in your wet ingredients. I believe there was soy milk in the recipe.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not lactose intolerant, you could use milk.
Uh-huh. And actually, and people who are lactose intolerant can also use goat milk because goat milk does not contain lactose.
Right.
So it's another nice option.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, yeah, use your little dinosaur mold and then okay. just cook them on a griddle.
Or your pumpkin mold since we're, near the season or whatever.
And then we also mixed in some fresh blueberries and, on a griddle, medium heat or in a pan on the stove. And just a little nice, organic maple syrup. And I think you got a nice little breakfast.
We had a wonderful little breakfast, actually, because the adults at the cooking studio seemed to be enjoying it as much as the kids did. So there's breakfast. Using whole grains, you can choose them, putting in the fruits that you want or that your family likes. Some people like, of all things, strawberries instead of blueberries, and they're wonderful in pancakes.
Something that's kind of interesting to point out, too, a lot of people use pancake syrup on their pancakes and not realizing that that's almost all artificial ingredients, high fructose corn syrup with a little bit of artificial flavoring. If you have the opportunity to try something like real maple syrup, it takes less of it to feel satisfied and to really enjoy the flavor when you're using something like that. Or, even honey or jellies on top of that. Can be a good option.
Is
fruit compote.
A healthier option. Okay, so we've made granola and we've made pancakes. And now we're going to make a breakfast burrito. It sounds daunting, but all we used were flour, whole wheat flour tortillas, which you, again, can buy in the store, whole grains, and that was the base for our burrito. So let's, Chef Josh, okay. How did we do that?
Yeah, as you guys will be able to see when you watch the show, it literally took, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes to make
these. Yep.
They're really simple. I just heated up a pan, a little bit of oil, some lean diced ham. Just cooked the ham real quick. Just want to brown it a little bit just to get that nice flavor. Threw in some organic black beans. Cooked those for a second. And added in a little...
And again, a rich source of protein and low in fat. So mm-hmm. we're... Okay.
And fiber, too.
Yes, high in fiber.
And then we just a little diced Roma tomato and green onion. And then I just cracked beat an egg in a bowl and poured the egg over it and just kind of cooked it together almost like an omelet.
Yes.
And then... You can almost divide it in the pan with your spatula into, you know, four portions or whatever you're making. Lift it up, put it into the tortilla, fold up the bottom, and then just kind of roll it over, and it's done. It's really, really simple.
And you could put some hot sauce on it if you want.
Well, I know Elliot likes hot sauce.
Elliot likes
hot sauce. Our favorite hot sauce at the house is Cholula.
I see.
So it's kid-friendly. Or your favorite salsa. Yeah, it's really great. And you can substitute any ingredients that you'd like that you prefer.
And it was fun because Elliot, our 4-year-old sous chef, was putting the ingredients in, helping to get them mixed up. He felt very important with this breakfast making and was into it. The tasting was a lot of fun.
One of my favorite things about these breakfast burritos is how great they are for the bus stop, too. You can send your kid out the door with a warm, easy to carry, easy to eat breakfast. It's pretty cool.
It is, and so that is literally breakfast on the go. They've got it in their hands. Okay, the fourth item that we made was the breakfast pizza, and we're going to begin it now and probably finish it in the next segment. But again, using the whole wheat flour tortilla, there's also tortillas that come in vegetable tortillas. My son likes one of them. It's like a chili pepper tortilla, and it's not so spicy, but it has amazing flavor. But let's at least begin building this, and we'll finish it up when we go into the next segment. So we put it down, and...
Sure. This one had a little bit of basil pesto on it. It's something you can buy at the store or make at the house really easily with some fresh herbs. And then I believe on top of that, there was some ham and some spinach and... cooked down in a pan with some egg white.
And when we come back, hang in with us, we are going to finish this breakfast pizza in the kitchen.